And with your 7 o'clock, it's my great pleasure to welcome Amelia from is Phaser Days to the radio show. G'day there, Amelia.
G'day, Hugh. How's it going?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, good. Just chilling out in Christchurch. Like literally, it's pretty cold here.
Yeah, nice. Right. And so, look. Since the Music Awards, what have you been doing?
Not too much. Just kind of processing it all, to be honest.
And, yeah.
Just working on some new music because I feel it's nice to kind of have a really happy ending to close that last record chapter. And, so I've just been kind of taking it easy since the awards, yeah.
Yeah, nice. All right. And so, there's an international tour on the way, but before that, what, you just wanted to dust off things, maybe have a bit of a pre-tour warm-up, kind of thing? What's the vibe?
You mean we've got these New Zealand shows we just announced yesterday and tickets went on sale today. So we're just doing a few kind of more cozy winter shows heading into the international touring as a bit of a warm-up and also just as a thank you because, I don't know, New Zealand's been so supportive of the music and everything. And,
So you're doing, is your international tour, is that stripped back as well, just you and Dave, or is that full band?
Oh, man, I wish it was full band, but, yeah, I'm just bringing Dave over with flights and visas and things like that. It kind of adds up really quick because I'm just bringing Dave this time, but we're going to work with some musicians in LA, hire a kind of a session band over there, but, we work with Ben Barter. He plays with Lord. He's a Kiwi. And our friend Amanda on bass. So we're going to have some band shows over there and then some duo shows.
Oh, amazing.
Well. Topping and changing, depending on what the budget allows.
Yeah, right. And is that kind of hard to prepare for? This is our A plan if they turn up and this is our B plan if they don't?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it is. I mean, just touring at the moment is just quite expensive. It's so many things. And so, yeah, we are just trying to be super agile, read ticket sales and be like, okay, can we afford to do the full band in New York, or are we going to just play a bit more conservative and do the best duo show we can do? So, yeah, I'm just really learning to be agile as a touring artist. It's, but it's also really creatively challenging, trying to figure out how to downscale things or upscale things and make that a really smooth process. So, yeah, I'm lucky. I work with my friend Tynan Martin, and he produces he works with Rat Bag and Kimbra, and he's been helping me adapt the show to various formats, and it's been awesome working with him.
Have you found that there are any songs on Soft Power that just can't be stripped back? You've tried, but no, we just can't do this with two people.
I mean, there's some that I'm this is really track heavy, which I'm not always a fan of. I always like to play stuff as live as possible. But then in saying that, I think, working with Dave Rollins on guitar and keys and other things, and then Tynan Martin, we always try to if something isn't working from the Soft Power record, we just go okay, how can we reimagine it, actually change it, whether that's changing the tempo or changing some of the instruments. I feel there is always a way to adapt the songs. Ideally, if the song is strong enough, which I think so far we've been able to, warp things, change things, just to make it suit a more electronic format.
Right, and you said that you were writing at the moment. Has any of that experience of stripping back things impacted the way that you write a song? Is that something that even comes into it at this stage, or you will finish it later on and then decide how you need to strip it back if need be?
Yeah, I'm sort of at the moment with what I'm working on, just trying to fully just forget the outcome and just try to make noises.
Yeah.
Just to kind of I think I put so much pressure on myself and I think this would be great in this venue, or maybe if I did this it would be really cool. I mean, actually I've kind of just gone back to just sitting on the acoustic guitar being what are some lyrics that come to mind, just peeling it back. I'm trying to just have fun with making stuff at the moment. It's really like early stages. But.
Good. And winning album of the year, that's not added any pressure to you, right? You're not like, oh God, this is, oh, I guess this is going to have an effect on what I do next. You know,
I mean, like, it's so funny because I was absolutely not expecting to win that. And then the weekend following the awards, I had a massive success complex, and I was like, I don't deserve this, and this should have gone to this person. I like just, you know, like really classic New Zealand psyche of like, I don't deserve this. Like, who am I to win this like album of the year?
How dare I do well?
What's that? Sorry.
How dare I do well?
Yes, exactly. That was like really, I was like wrestling with that for like a few days after the awards. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's, we'll see. I mean, I don't think it's, hopefully it's not going to affect my creativity. I mean, yeah, we'll see.
No, let's forget about that. No, I feel like I'm planting a seed now, and I don't want that to be the thing. So let's just move on from that. You mentioned before, you said, oh, I don't deserve to win. This person did. Is there someone who was also up for the award that you thought was going to get it, or that you thought, you know, heaven forbid, deserved it more?
Oh, man, I really love Mokotron. Like, I think his music is just so, so good and so distinctive to Aotearoa. And, yeah, I'm a really big fan of his. I was expecting him to win it. And, you know, like Stan Walker is, like, he dominates, he's great, and Radnor, like there were just so many good people, and Chai, like I just thought like Mona's music is so good. So I mean, I really was just like sitting in my seat thinking, great, like the night's almost over, I've done my performance. I was very just not expecting to get on stage again. I mean, there was just such a stacked list of nominees, so I was holding it very lightly.
Fair enough. Hey, so earlier on today, yesterday, we thought we'd arranged for Emily to come on the show, who is your producer, as well as making her own music. She couldn't do it due to scheduling, but I just wanted to give you this opportunity to big her up. Tell me about her producing your music.
Yeah, so Emily works on, like, we co-engineered Soft Power together, and she, I produced Soft Power, and she helped me engineer it.
I see.
And She was great to work with. I mean, prior to working with Emily, I hadn't properly worked in a proper recording studio before. I'd always just worked in my bedroom, and I kind of always been scared of, like, multi-tracking drums and, like, yeah, just like, getting really good sound. Like, I've always identified as such a, like, DIY bedroom artist. And then and every time I had gone into a studio, I just, like, couldn't get my hands on, like music. Like, it was like the stems were always like on Pro Tools, and like it'd always be like a guy like on the mouse, and I like it just wasn't like conducive to the way I work, which is like super hands-on. And then when I met Emily and like started working with her, she was like so attuned, like she paid a lot of attention to how I work as a producer and as an artist, and she made like the studio environment just like really adapt to the way I work. And just even things like, she would be like, why don't we work in Logic so that you can find your way around the project.
Is that what you were used to? Is that what you would normally use at home?
Totally, yeah. And then she would always like package it up and like in a way that when I got home, it wouldn't be so like overwhelming looking at all the stems. And so she was just like really fundamental for Soft Power and just like really helping me level up as a producer and as an artist and everything. She just like really elevated the record, just, and she's just got such a great ear, like with miking drums and things like that, which, and you know, like working with like, I don't know, 12 or 16 stereo stems from the drums, I don't know, like she knows how to do all that really technical stuff. And you know, when I do distortion, I'm like always just like, I don't know, running it through some digital distortion plugin, whereas like Emily knew how to do that properly and through like hardware distortion.
Cool.
So yeah, so she's just such a boss in the studio, and like, and also such a great artist as well. Like, she writes awesome songs, so she gets what it's like to be a producer and artist and engineer. And like, she was just a really big part of this record and just like giving me the space to lead in a studio without like, yeah, I guess just like making a lot of space for me to feel comfortable in there. So, yeah, she's really been a great collaborator.
Awesome. Oh, it sounds like you had a great time.
Yeah, it was so fun too. It was really fun just hanging out with her in a Roundhead Studios and Studio B.
Is there for your show, like, has support been confirmed for the Winter Duo tour?
No, not yet. We're still figuring out what we're doing there. We're getting some really nice like DMs from bands and stuff. So
bands sliding into your DMs, eh?
Yeah. I mean, I have mad respect for her. I mean, that's how I started my project.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. So, look, the details are 16th of August, double whammy, tickets from phaserdays.com/tour. Obviously, for those who are listening from other parts of the country, they can check their own respective dates as well. Amelia, nice to talk to you. Thank you so much.
You too, Hugh. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. And we asked the listeners of BFM what song that we should play after, and overwhelmingly, Treading Lightly has come through, so that's what we're going to do.
Wow, I'm actually quite surprised at that. Cool, thanks everyone.
Yeah, nice one. All right, have a great show at Whammy in August, Amelia.
Cool, thanks. Thank you.
All the best.